Ramaswamy blaming Republican Chair Ronna McDaniel for many years of GOP losses, calling on her to resign. Andy Field, ABC News.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel defended her record and hit back at Vivek Ramaswamy after he criticized her leadership on the stage.
Well, I knew that he just lost my son's vote. I didn't know that. I had an 18-year-old who was on board, but he just lost that vote for sure.
When asked, she also told reporters she thinks former President Trump will skip all of the debates. This is ABC News. An Oklahoma physical therapist is facing charges alleging he stole pills from an elderly couple's home. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Linda Brown says she appreciated when physical therapist Jake Strain started coming to her home after her husband Jim had knee replacement surgery.
We really did like him.
She said her suspicions were raised when he offered to provide services free of charge after therapy ended. She also noticed prescribed pain medication was no longer working for her husband.
We didn't know what we were taking for about 4 months.
The couple in their 70s set up hidden cameras in their home and say they caught him messing with bottles. Police allege Strain was swapping out real pills for fakes. He's now facing charges. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Charges include larceny of a controlled dangerous substance and exploitation of a vulnerable adult. The Justice Department opened a civil investigation to the city of Lexington, Mississippi, and its police department to determine whether law enforcement engages in unconstitutional policing. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9. FM WGBW and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis? In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They are absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The third GOP presidential debate in Miami, also the third without the party's frontrunner, former President Trump. The other candidates had a lot to say about him. ABC's Andy Field.
On top of all five candidates criticizing former President Trump, they all appeared to agree that Mr. Trump hasn't done much to help other Republicans win.
I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers.
On that NBC debate, candidate Vivek Ramaswamy blaming Republican Chair Ronna McDaniel for many years of GOP losses, calling on her to resign. Andy Field, ABC News.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel defended her record and hit back at Vivek Ramaswamy after he criticized her leadership on the stage.
Well, I knew that he just lost my son's vote. I didn't know that. I had an 18-year-old who was on board, but he just lost that vote for sure.
When asked, she also told reporters she thinks former President Trump will skip all of the debates. This is ABC News. An Oklahoma physical therapist is facing charges alleging he stole pills from an elderly couple's home. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Linda Brown says she appreciated when physical therapist Jake Strain started coming to her home after her husband Jim had knee replacement surgery.
We really did like him.
She said her suspicions were raised when he offered to provide services free of charge after therapy ended. She also noticed prescribed pain medication was no longer working for her husband.
We didn't know what we were taking for about 4 months.
The couple in their 70s set up hidden cameras in their home and say they caught him messing with bottles. Police allege Strain was swapping out real pills for fakes. He's now facing charges. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Charges include larceny of a controlled dangerous substance and exploitation of a vulnerable adult. The Justice Department opened a civil investigation to the city of Lexington, Mississippi, and its police department to determine whether law enforcement engages in unconstitutional policing. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, Greg Bach in studio with me, Calvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious which guest dropped out at the last moment that you had to come to me. But
no, Matt, that's not how this went.
Happy to do it.
No.
I'm like,
we were after you the whole time.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the Regis Philbin of local media. Like, if someone drops out, just get Regis.
No, that's Tyler. Tyler's the Regis.
Thank you.
There you go. No, actually, the reason why you're on, you were the, like, when I saw this, I reached out to you immediately because yes. I saw that you made the trek to Costco in New Berlin, was it?
Yes, New Berlin Costco. Yes.
What did you do? Why did you go to Costco in New Berlin? And I have to imagine at a very early time too, right?
Got up bright and early to go a couple of weeks ago to the New Berlin Costco to attend a vodka signing by the one and only Jason Momoa. You may know him as Aquaman. You may know him as he was in Game of Thrones too. I never watched Game of Thrones, but Aquaman himself.
Yeah.
Was doing a tour of the Midwest, signing bottles of his own premium vodka. And he made an appearance at the New Berlin Costco. And I just had to be there, really. I couldn't miss it. It's kind of the story years ago for Milwaukee Record. Years ago, 50 Cent did something similar. He came around and was selling bottles of his own vodka, and I attended this vodka signing years ago for 50 Cent. I wrote a kind of minute-by-minute recap of it for Milwaukee Record, and for whatever reason, that has become like a real signature piece for Milwaukee Record and myself. When I die, that stupid article will be on my tombstone that I waited in line for 8 hours to get a signed bottle of 50 Cent vodka.
You waited for 8 hours?
It was about, 7-8 hours that time. The Jason Momoa, happily, not 8 hours.
From what I understand, though, there was a little hiccup because from what I've been told, you can go to Costco and buy alcohol without a membership because you can't, I guess there's like a Wisconsin law, you can't have like a membership type of thing. I can walk in there, buy beer and leave. They don't have to card me. But that's not what happened with you.
No, I was in line for about an hour, and then a Costco employee was kind of going through the line, talking to everyone, asking if everyone was indeed a Costco member, because you apparently needed to be a Costco member to, you know, get inside and get your bottle of vodka signed by Jason Momoa. So I panicked, and I quickly hopped on my phone, and I'm, trying to sign up for Costco. Now, I've been kind of live tweeting this the entire time, and my wife, who was out of state at the time, she apparently saw my tweet and then immediately called me and said, "You are not signing up for a Costco membership, are you, just to get this signed bottle of Jason Momoa vodka?" And I said, "Too late. It's, you know,
it's done.
We're members. We're in." So
you
I'm
get the
a proud
executive membership.
Yes, I'm a proud card-carrying member of Costco now.
Yeah.
And I still need to pick up some windshield wipers from there. So I'll be back.
Well, they're in packs of 50, so you'll be fine.
Perfect.
So saw the pictures. You got to, you got a picture with him. Did you get to talk to him at all? Did you get to, like, have a moment? Or was it just boom, boom, done?
It was a moment. No, I mean, I the real reason I go to these things, that I went to the 50 Cent one and this one, is not so much that I care so much about the celebrity. I certainly don't care about the vodka, but I just go for the weird, like, you know, inline drama that, you know, manifests throughout the morning and afternoon. And that's really why I'm there. But so there was a little hiccup at the end. There were, you know, like 8,000 people waiting in line for Jason Momoa. And near the end, there was some sort of executive decision to say that, okay, we're not, you know, taking people inside the store anymore. He, in fact, is going to come out and kind of hop next to everyone in line for a brief moment. And you were able to take a selfie with him for that brief moment that he was there. And he just, like, went down the line person by person like that. And so, you know, they were like, "All right, get your cameras ready, put him in selfie mode. Here he comes."
Yeah.
And sure enough, he, you know, hopped down the line and there he was suddenly right behind me. I don't know if I put this in the article. I did, you know, of course, a minute by minute recap of this, you know, incredible event. And the one moment that sticks in my mind, when he was right behind me, he did this, like, real quiet kind of, like, yeah, sound, like, in my ear. It was kind of creepy, kind of, I don't know, maybe he did it for everyone, but he gave me a little, yeah, and then he moved on.
That's a man who just loves his life.
No kidding.
I mean, he's living the most charmed life, and I love how much he embraces that. Besides all that, well, I would have been, the first thing I would have been like, "Hey, can I get my money back for my Costco membership? I got what I needed."
It turned out I didn't need the Costco membership because he came outside. So I'm still smarting from that.
I'm curious how Jason Momoa's vodka compares to 50 Cent's vodka.
Well, that's the thing. And that's kind of the most ridiculous part of this whole story. I was in line for about 3 hours waiting for him to do this, waiting to get my bottle of vodka. He comes out. We take the, you know, quick selfie with him and he moves on. And I guess I was kind of so starstruck or something that I was like, "Well, that's it." And I just hopped out of line, hopped in my car and drove off. And it wasn't until minutes later that I realized, oh, I didn't go inside and get the stupid bottle of vodka. So I came away vodka-less, I have the selfie.
That's like an episode of a sitcom right there. I mean, that's right. Like, that's beautiful. that's so great. By the way, everyone who's listening right now and watching the live stream, we are talking to Milwaukee Record co-founder Matt Wild about a wild story. See what I did there? That's radio there.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Thank you, Rich. And also Calvin behind the boards let us know that his name on Game of Thrones was Khal Drogo, which I knew, I just forgot. So that was his character. So you had that wonderful experience. That was really cool. So Esther Flones, who is a local drag queen, hosts a series of drag bingo events around the city. I help out with one at Lakefront Brewery. We were talking about that. I think it was the night or two nights before he showed up, Jason Momoa showed up, and she said, "I'm going there in full drag at 3 a.m. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, whatever. Cool." So I sent her a text the next day. I'm like, "Did you go?" She goes, "Oh yeah, I'm in line." Oh no. I sent her a text saying, "I see you're in line because you mentioned it, Matt, on Twitter."
Yep.
And then I'm like, "What time did you really get there?" And she sent a text that simply said 3 a.m., but the way that text read to me was, 3 a.m., you idiot.